The big commitment. The last section was all about determining the valuation of a property. The five-step property evaluation is like embarking on a fact-finding mission where you search for the information you need to create a snapshot of the property. I say snapshot because you really won't know everything there is to know about the property. You'll have a good idea of what the property is all about and a sense of how it got to be that way. You may even have an idea of how it will perform in the future, but you'll know far less than 100% of all there is to know. And that's okay. At least the picture is concrete and real, based on numbers and facts. There will be time to find out all the minute details during the due diligence phase, which occurs after you and the seller have agreed on a purchase price. Before we go any further, I want to point out that if after your analysis, the net cash flow on your target property is too low, then you may need to walk away from the deal or offer a much lower price to make the numbers work. These numbers don't lie, and unless your math is wrong, the estimates you've arrived at are factual. It is perfectly okay to walk away, although you may feel like you did a lot of work for nothing. But remember, every step in this process is a learning experience, and with every exercise, every calculation, every building walkthrough, you are getting smarter. Learning is never a waste of time. I walk away from most deals at this critical point. I make this statement because by now most people are emotionally involved in the property and the process and are reluctant to say no go to a deal. It takes me about 30 minutes to do the five-step property valuation process once I have all the information I need. I use the numbers and my common sense to move to the next deal if the one I'm working on doesn't jibe. Should you decide the property still looks like a good idea, you'll find your high level of preparation will put you in an excellent position for negotiations because you'll have all the numbers and all the facts. But let's be real. There may be some hostility on the part of the seller who thinks the property is worth far more than you've shown it to actually be. That happens often. But the difference is that armed with the numbers, you are not waltzing into the seller's office making an arbitrary lowball offer. Instead, you are coming in with a well-prepared case based on research and facts calculated with industry standard formulas and a realistic offer number. Kick and scream as the seller may, you'll both know that the offer you are presenting is a fair one. It just may take the seller a little longer to arrive at that conclusion. Now it is time to convince the seller to sell the property to you. When you feel good about the numbers and arrive at a decision to buy, you have reached a milestone. In this phase of the process, the goal is to tie up the property. What I mean by that is you want to get the property off the market by beginning the process of generating the letter of intent, or in some cases, executing a purchase and sale contract. As soon as the purchase and sale agreement is signed, the property is no longer available to any other competitive bidders. The quicker you can tie up the property, the better chance you have of closing the deal at your price. Regardless of whether it takes 2 days or 2 weeks, once you make a decision to buy, there is a standard protocol for buying investment property. Remember, the goal is to tie up the property, and during that time, you negotiate the terms of the sale and, equally as important, review the property and its operations in its finest detail, also known as due diligence. By the time you are done, you may find your offer was too high and needs adjustment, or you may find it was right on the money. Letter of intent. Once I've established the property valuation using the five steps in the last section, I prefer to use a standard letter of intent to map out the deal points between myself and the seller before moving to a formal purchase and sale contract. Letters of intent save me a lot of money in attorney's fees because attorneys are not usually involved in these negotiations. Furthermore, the work done during this process makes the actual contract negotiation smoother and faster. The letter of intent contains my offer along with the basic deal points like down payment amount, due diligence time frame, escrow amount, and financing contingencies. We'll get to contingencies in a minute, but for now, you can see why it is a good idea to have your team in place early. The last thing you want to do at this stage of the game is begin relationships with banks, title companies, or investors. You want the relationships to be established. Time is of the essence. Get your letter of intent out as quickly as possible so you can agree on the basic terms of the deal and tie up the building. Letters of intent are like a proposal you send to the seller. They are designed to be negotiated, and the original document you send over is the starting point. The seller will review the offer and the terms and will usually counter the offer and adjust some of the terms. This is a back-and-forth process, so don't be surprised if it takes weeks to accomplish. That's normal. Realize, even though you are actively negotiating the terms of the sale with the seller, the property is not off the market. In fact, I recently lost a property during the letter of intent stage. It felt like you can imagine it felt. Unbeknown to us, the seller was working with another buyer and used our offer to increase the offer of that buyer. The seller ended up completing a purchase and sale agreement with the other buyer, and it went into escrow. Not a good feeling, but it happens more often than you think. But don't burn the bridge. This property came back to us 3 months later when the first buyer couldn't get financing, and we later put the property into escrow. Sample letters of intent are available at my website, www.mccompanies.com, and will give you an idea of what these documents look like. Typically, your real estate broker will prepare letters of intent, and you will verify and approve them. Note that a letter of intent is usually not binding. It is just a letter that delineates your intent to purchase the property and the terms of that purchase.